This is Washington, and this is another in the weekly series of radio reports to the people of Minnesota by Senator Eugene J. McCarthy. Today, the senator is questioned about the Senate resolution supporting the administration move in South Vietnam.
The Senate this week is acting upon the Senate joint resolution numbered 189. This action by the Senate is a most serious action, for this resolution is described as designed to promote the maintenance of international peace and security in Southeast Asia. The action by the Senate followed the statement by the President of the United States, in which he described the events and the changing situation in Southeastern Asia. The President, in his message, had this to say, that after consultation with leaders of both parties in the Congress, he announced a decision to ask Congress for a resolution expressing the unity and the determination of the United States in supporting freedom and in protecting peace in Southeastern Asia. The President pointed out that our commitments in that area were well known to the Congress. They were first made in 1954 by President Eisenhower, the time of the French withdrawal, or in anticipation of that withdrawal. And they were further defined in the Southeast Asia Collective Defense Treaty, approved by the Senate of the United States in February of 1955, a treaty obligation by which the United States and other members are obligated to act in accordance with their constitutional processes to meet communist aggression against any of the parties or the protocol states. The President pointed out our policy in Southeast Asia has been consistent and has been unchanged since 1954. First, to establish that America keeps her word. Here as elsewhere, we must and shall honor our commitments, he said. Secondly, the issue is the future of Southeast Asia as a whole, since the threat to any nation in that region constitutes a threat to all. And thirdly, our purpose is peace. We have no military, political, or territorial ambitions in that area. And certainly this is clear, because here is an area which is of no special economic advantage to us, no special political advantage, and no special military advantage, but rather one in which we undertake to preserve peace and the conditions in which people can live with some measure of happiness and some measure of freedom. Finally, he points out that this is not just a jungle war, as some people would make it out, but a struggle for freedom, a struggle in which respect for established authority and for orderly procedures in dealing with the problems and the disagreements among nations must be respected. The resolution which the Senate acted upon contains these provisions. First, a description of what has happened. Naval units of the communist regime in Vietnam in violations of the principles of the Charter of the United Nations and international law have, as everyone knows, attacked, not once, but repeatedly attacked United States naval vessels lawfully present in international waters. Secondly, the resolution states that these attacks must be interpreted as being deliberate and systematic, a part of a campaign of aggression on the part of the communist regime in North Vietnam. Thirdly, that the United States is assisting the peoples of Southeastern Asia to protect their freedom, and that we have no territorial, military, or political ambitions in that area. That we desire only that these people should be left in peace to work out their own destinies in their own way. The resolution by the Senate and the House of Representatives is that Congress approves and supports the determination of the President as Commander-in-Chief to take all necessary measures to repel an armed attack against the forces of the United States and to prevent further aggression. It goes on to reaffirm our support and our commitment to the Constitution and the Charter of the United Nations and our obligations under the Southeast Asia Collective Defense Treaty. We assume no new obligations and no new responsibilities, but simply declare that it is our intention to honor our commitments and to seek to preserve freedom and self-government in this area of the world.
Thank you very much, Senator. This has been another in the weekly series of radio reports to the people of Minnesota by Senator Eugene J. McCarthy from his office in Washington, D.C.